This video will explain how to set up a suitable quiz architecture. This includes ordering questions in a quiz, putting them onto separate pages if desired, and putting all of the questions into the same category. A good quiz architecture is beneficial to both the editor and other teachers on the course, as everything can be found easily due to its neat organization. Changing the order of questions in the paging of a Moodle quiz is straightforward. Clicking Edit Quiz brings up a list of questions, and here we can easily swap the order of adjacent questions with the up and down arrows to the right. The cross allows you to remove questions from the quiz. To add an extra page at the bottom, you can simply press the down arrow next to the last question and it will move you onto the next page. Alternatively, you can use the Order and Paging tab at the top of the page. The numbers in these text boxes allow you to specify a location for each question on the quiz. Let's do this now. I'm going to move all of the questions in this quiz into a different order by assigning them new locations and clicking Reorder Questions. Looking at that in the quiz preview, you can see that the order has been switched around successfully. The question bank is where all of the quiz questions within one course are stored. Here, a teacher can access any question and edit it, and it will then be changed in all of the quizzes in which it's featured. For a large course, there will be too many questions to navigate them all together, so we can sort them by categories. Let's take a look at our category menu. You can see that we have multiple levels of category and subcategory. We have set up our question bank in this way for ease of navigation and export. To set up a category, click on Categories under the Question Bank drop-down in the Administration panel on the left. If you are starting outside the question bank, you may have to go into it first to open the drop-down. We are now in the Category Editor, and we see the full list of categories laid out with editing buttons beside them. Let's start by adding a new category. Scroll down to the bottom of the page where the Add Category form can be found. The most important thing here is the Parent Category drop-down menu. Opening it, we see the list of all the categories again. The parent category is where our new category will be stored. In this menu, for example, Earthworm Post Practical's parent is Earthworm Practical, whose parent is Animal Physiology, and so on, with a further layer of indentation for each subcategory level. Let's add ours under the default for this course. Now, we simply enter a title, say UK Geography Quizzes, and an optional description, and click Add Category. Now we come to the buttons beside each category title. They are for moving the categories around within the list in a similar manner to reordering questions. The cross is delete, the up and down change the order of display, and the left and right move the category level. Let's try this out. First, we will move UK Geography up to the base level of categories by shifting it left, and then we will move it to the top of the list using the up button. Moodle questions can be exported in a number of different formats, but the Moodle XML format is one we have used successfully. This is what the file looks like. It's simply a list of questions and all their attributes, including stored images. When we import questions to Moodle, we import them to the question bank directly, rather than to a particular quiz. This means that if you want to import a quiz wholesale, you should put it into its own category. With separated categories, you'll be able to reconstruct the quiz. Let's see an example of this in action. First, we need to export the questions from one Moodle site. Let's say that I want to export our UK Geography quiz. Under the Administration tab, click Export. You then choose the file format and choose which category to export. We could export the whole question bank if we wanted to, but we just want to export one category, the one of the UK Geography quiz which we made earlier. So now we click on Export Questions to File and wait for the file to download. Click Continue and it takes you to the category you downloaded. Now we're able to import them into another course. Let's open another course and go into its question bank. Here, we choose the import option from the administration panel on the left. Now we choose our import format, Moodle XML again, as that's what we exported in. We can also choose which category will be the parent for the questions, which we'll leave as the default for now. To upload, you can simply drag and drop the file or choose from a file menu. Finally, click Import, and when it is finished, Moodle takes you to a confirmation screen with a presentation of the questions. Click Continue, and you are taken to the questions you have imported. Note that if I look at the category, we see that Moodle has imported the names of parent categories that we had from the previous course, but without their other contents. These questions are now ready to use in another course. The question bank can also be accessed directly within a quiz. Here, we see the editing menu for our UK Geography quiz. To add extra questions, we can use the question bank tool on the right-hand side. Having sorted the questions into categories, we have a much better chance of finding them than we did from all the questions on the course. These four videos have given you the basic tools to managing quizzes on a Moodle course. We have looked at creating and editing the quiz itself and at how the different quizzes should be organized to allow easy updating by future teachers. For further information, the guide is useful to refer to, as well as the online Moodle documentation.